Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
This night we have prayer to pray. I welcome you to another edition of Meet Me at the Altar. Father, increase my greatness. Greatness has levels. Greatness has levels. What one called greatness, by the time you get to another place, you see another greatness, you keep short. And that's why I want to pray that God will increase your greatness so that you can be influential and you can be great in the kingdom of God and you can fulfill your destiny. And your generation will thank God that you came. Can I hear a big amen? If you want to change the pattern, there's going to be an effort. Not be so? Mm-hmm. And likewise, if you are going to change the effort, if you're going to change the pattern of your family, what has been happening for years? You can't say, I am not like them, I'm not like them. It's not my motto. That's the year, I'm not like them. When you finish, you will put effort. It's not mouth. I have prayed it in tears. I have prayed it while shaking. I have prayed it and it's burning. Before it started happening. It's not just, I'm not like them. I mean, I'm here. The greatness they didn't see in your family will start from you. Yeah. Am I in the right church? Let me face this place. The greatness they didn't experience in your father's house will start from you. Yeah. Let me face this place. I see, but I put it here. The greatness they didn't experience your mother's side will start from you. Yeah. The greatness your uncle could not recall will start from you. Yeah. You will not be like your aunties in the name of Jesus. Yeah. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your loudest amen now. Yeah. Lift up your voice and say, Father, increase my greatness. Say three times, let me hear you go. That is one. That is two. When I'm preaching, I preach from my heart. When you are receiving, receive it from your heart. And believe it that the word of God works. It's like fire. I believe in the word of God. Die. When you speak your incantation, I speak the word of God. I don't doubt it. Say, Father, increase my greatness. Say, let me hear you like fire. There are greatness that swallow greatness. And that's why I wanted to pray that God will make you great indeed. Luke chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. For he shall be great. Not just in the sight of people, in the sight of the Lord. If you are not reading the Bible, something is wrong. And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mama's womb. Verse 16, go. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God. So, when you are great, you are influential. Verse 17, go. And he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias. Continue. To turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. To make a ready people prepare for the Lord. Say it again, Father, increase my greatness. To be great is the will of God for your life. Somebody say, I receive it. Lion begets lion. Lion don't give birth to chicken. Lion not give birth and the baby will say, kukuruku. They will eat him immediately. Because there's something wrong. To be great means to succeed. To be great means to be outstanding whatever you are doing. To be great means to prosper. To be great means to do well. Now listen to me. I define greatness, sir, not by the savings you have in your account, not by the houses you have built, but how much you have invested in the life of other people, how much you have touched other people, how much influence you have over people. I am praying for one person. Let me know if you are there. May God increase your greatness. To be great means you are giving and you are living. You are living and you are giving. You are not just there. You are not packing things for yourself alone, but you are touching lives, sir. May your life touch lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. Greatness is not a promise, it is a covenant. Say, let me hear you now. That is why everybody cannot be great. It's a covenant. And covenant is what you walk into. Covenant is not an accident. Covenant is a deliberate act. I want to show you something tonight. You will be great in life. Men walk consciously into greatness. Men don't accidentally become great. They walk consciously. They prepare for it. And they walk into it. Because it's a covenant. It is not just a promise. And it's not an accident. You must learn to activate it. Let us enter into the word of God proper. Psalm 71 verse 21. You will read it yourself. Everybody loud and clear. Read it yourself now. Everybody read. I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing you. Yes. Say, thou shalt increase my greatness. There are greatness that are too small. Because you need, I show you on Sunday that Gentiles will come to your light. And kings shall come to your rising. There are levels of people that will come to you depending on your greatness. Can I pray for 7 of us here? One here and 6 there. Share it among yourself. May God make you great indeed. Oh, let me face this side. May the Almighty make you great indeed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me finish that. May God comfort you, not on one side, but on every side in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at me. The journey of greatness, or the journey to greatness, is not just by mouth. It's a long, painful, stressful, conscious journey. In that journey, you will not die. Let me read again. Another version for you. They call it Passion Translation. The Passion Translation. 71 verse 21. Psalm. Give us even more greatness than before. I have seen greatness. I have seen levels of greatness. Give us bigger greatness. The bigger our greatness. The bigger our influence. The bigger our affluence. The bigger we're able to talk to people. Benny, can I pray for one and a half person there? I think it's me and one child there. May God make you great in the name of Jesus. Because he said, let's make it 70 and a half. May God increase your greatness in the name of Jesus. Let's say another version before we go, before we start to pray. CEV 71:21 Psalms. You will. Who will make you great? I'm not hearing you. Who will make you great? You will make me great. You will make me truly great and take away. God will take away your sorrow. See, look at this before you go. On the journey to greatness, some things will happen to you. Let me tell you the things that will happen to you. Then I will tell you the qualifications to get it. Just 6 things that will happen to you. As you walk out like this, from point 1 to Z of your greatness, you are going to receive so many accusations. People will accuse you falsely. People will give you names that you'll be asking, where is this coming from? That is a particular bus stop to this thing. Most times, good will turn to bad. Yeah. Most times, people will repay you evil for good. Oh, just so that you can back off. I am tired. No. What is in front of you is bigger. You will get there. On your journey to greatness, get ready. People will misunderstand you. You won't even have time to explain yourself. See, I told you several times, the people that love you don't need the explanation. The people that hate you, no matter how you explain, they will still hate you. Somebody hates you. You will not enter the trap of your enemy. They'll say, I have been waiting. They will wait and be wasted. On your way to greatness, get ready to receive different kind of attacks. This is what we do. We don't take people's wives. And still they'll be bringing gun to harass us in church. This is what we do. And still they were sending texts to us. I was writing a very short book on what I have seen in my few years of ministry. I couldn't complete it. And I started bringing out the text messages I've received from people. Both the ones I've met before and the one I've never seen. Telling me who I am not about myself. I couldn't complete. I said no. Get ready to receive attack. I'm telling you the truth now. You want to be great? People will attack you. Do you still want to be great? Attack will come. Oh, you will manage. Okay. Number four, on your way like this to greatness, get ready to receive. To face different types of distractions. I love the one that says, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Whosoever cometh to him shall never. You better know what you are doing and read the Bible for yourself. So many bullshit will come. This is the way. Follow this way. Follow this way. And Paul said, this one thing I do. You are going to face distractions. So many religions, so many things will come. But don't forget, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy. A man was sick. Very sick. Very sick. And when they started taking him everywhere, they told him he had to sleep with his two daughters. And his wife said to him, if that is the way, do it. And the man said he would die instead of doing that. And somebody pulled a claw to me. I said, this is Mr. Soso. I said, I don't know you. He said, sir, we used to be Christians before we got angry and we are not going to church again. He said, but I had to talk to a man of God. I said, what? He said, must. I said, no. Even natural human, animal myself will not do that. What are you talking about? Don't worry. And family was pressuring him. Do it. It's from our village in Edo. There is a God that is bigger than your bullshit culture. There is a God that is very bigger than your beliefs. We call him the Ancient of Days. That is one of the biggest names, my Lord. He said, before Abraham, I am that I am. Not yam, because you like yam. You say yam that I am. No. He said, I. Oh, so people can say, I am that I am. No. He said, I'll put egg. No. Praise God. I'm not hearing. I said, praise God. On your way to greatness, get ready for different blasphemy. The pastor came to church some years ago on the other side. I don't know them. And I picked his wife and I was prophesying. And after service, he came and confessed and said, we had bad things about you. Very bad things about you. But God told us to worship here. And on their knees, he said, we are sorry. Sorry for what? I said, I'm used to it. The bad thing you heard about me was an advert for me. That was how you heard about me. And here you are now. More advert, man. More advert, man. Praise God. Can I pray for more advert for you? Okay. And finally, on your way like this, so greatness, You are going to experience what they call name calling. Name call. People will call you names. If my younger sister is watching this program now, she'll be laughing. In those days, I was in the University of Lagos, and every time he said, I'm in school, I'm on the mountain. I'm telling you that if you say they see Femi in court, tell them, not be my Femi. Tell them, finish it. Maybe another one. My name is Femi Akiola. I draw it by me. Not be me, they say. I have started with God since. I can't do dirty things. There are some things that I what I call it dirty. It's what? So anytime I go, my father will come and say, a world leader has gone. Okay, you know what I mean, a world leader? They will call you names. They'll say you're a fanatic. It's working. No matter the name they call you, you have a goal. That's a place you are going to. It's only for one of you. 10 of you, you will get there. See. On your way to your greatness, you this time stop like that. If you don't have liver, you can never receive your silver in life. You've got to have liver. If you are not bold, you can never receive your gold. You will just be hearing it that somebody become great. They face this bullshit, man. They face this pain, man. Yes. You want to get to the top, you are going to be a topic. A topic of what you don't understand. You want to be the head? Make me the head. Make me the head. You are going to be the headline of many, many news and bullshit and lies. The former keyboardist that left told me, said, sir, what we heard about you was bad. We worshiped in this church for 2 years. You are awesome. I said, what you heard brought you here. More hearing. More hearing. Where you are going to, you will get there. Yeah. This amen is not good. Where God has destined for you, you will get there. Yeah. Thus saith the Lord, fear not, for you will surely be great in the name of Jesus. Yeah. You can't handle that. May you be greater than your fathers in the name of Jesus. Yeah. The grace of God will help you. Yeah. The grace of God will carry you. What took your father years to achieve will take you months to achieve in the name of Jesus. May you get it early and get it fast and get it correctly in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me? You get it early, fast and correctly in the name of Jesus. Their mistake is not your mistake in the name of Jesus. Their downfall is not your downfall in the name of Jesus. Every trap prepared for you, you will jump and pass in the name of Jesus. If you are the only person I pray for, shout to the amen and pack your blessings, sir. What are the qualifications for greatness? This is it. We're going back to Luke chapter 1. Qualifications for greatness. You want to be great? Number one, you are going to be holy. You are going to be holy. Luke chapter 1. I told you qualifications from the beginning. For he shall be great in the sight of who? I beg now, instead of who? Not people, instead of the law. And he shall drink neither wine. You are going to be holy. What they do is not what you are going to do. Stop the bullshit that people then do. There is a level God will be telling you, don't do this. It's a level between you and God. Greatness is a covenant that you walk into. Every great man you see outside there, there are some. I told you about personal abomination, didn't I? I didn't teach about personal abomination. Everybody has his personal abomination, especially as you are writing with God. Not the one somebody said don't do. God will tell you don't do this one. There are things I love to do before, and I feel cool about them. But I can't do them again. But my son can do it. People around me can do it, but it's not a sin to them. All things is expedient for others, but not for me. Somebody say, I hear you. You must be holy. The Bible says, for without holiness, That is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Number two. You want to be great? You must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Go again to Luke chapter 1, verse 6. Verse 16. Let's say verse 16 now. Luke 1:16. Go back to 15. It's in 15. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you are going to see greatness, you must be filled with what? I'm not hearing you. Yori what? He mentioned it very well. I hear Yori Ghost. Yeah. Holy Ghost. You are filled with what?
Holy Ghost.
Not Yori Ghost. It's holy. You must be filled. Sunday we are looking at, I was telling you, it takes mantle to end your battle. It takes mantle. When you find your mantle, don't joke with it. If you are there, say, I hear you. See, it's not by power. It's not by might. You will need the Spirit of God to help you get there. So you will need the power of the Holy Ghost. If you are going to achieve anything in life, permit me to tell you that your people in the other side, they depend on spirits before they do anything. But you depend on your, I just think, I just feel. I know they feel. I got to you on one Sunday and I said, the Lord said we should move. We were 1,200. Maybe you have forgotten in that place. The least attendant there was 820. The least. And when I said it, Bro Phyllis and Dennis, that we are moving just like that, God said, we're moving. This guy's not well. Yeah. And how many times did we raise the phone? I said it once. No, be so. And we got here. Why? Be filled with the Holy Ghost. So God is the one controlling you. You are not moved by what people say. The people say, what have they done to your life? I'm asking you now. You are talking about me. What is your contribution to my life? Are you a stakeholder in my life? Look how they are looking at me. Number three. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Number three. Now go back to verse 16. You must be a soul winner. Bible says, he that winneth the soul, winneth soul is wise. Luke 1:16. And many of the children shall be told to the Lord. You can tell people about Jesus. In the plane, I'm preaching. Anywhere I am, I'm preaching. Especially if God wants to catch you and you're the one that come and meet me, I will preach for you. You look at that and say, this shoe is fine, I will preach for you. This cloth is fine, you will receive preaching. Any contact around me, my preach for him. You don't want preaching, you run away. Yes. Anywhere you see me talk about Jesus, he's the owner of my soul. Anywhere you see me talk about Jesus, he's the owner of my soul. Let me finish it. He's the owner. Hallelujah. Number four. You want to be great. You want to see greatness in your life. When I was teaching you some few Sundays ago about values, that there is value and there's value list. You love God, I love God. You love family, I love family. You love money, I love money. You love food, I love food. Now your love for God might be number 5 and my love for God might be number 1. So there's going to be a problem. Likewise here now, God loves souls. But for you, you say, so your own value for soul is number 10. There's going to be a problem. Any relationship that we work, It's not about you, my dear. It's about the other person sometimes. What are the values of the other person? And let me tell you, God will catch you. If the other person is bigger than you, then his value will walk and your own will align. Somebody say, I hear you. Say, no, you have to do it my own way. If you rough me, he doesn't rough you. You have to align. God lost soul, then give him souls. Satan lost soul, they gave him soul. How many souls have you given to God? Number 5. Are we still there? Number 4. You must spend time with the word. Joshua wanted this book of the law will not depart from your mouth, and from it shall be taken day and night. You want to be great, you must be worded. So Matthew grew the word and it prevailed. You want to be great forever, oh Lord, that word is settled. You want to be great in the beginning. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. When they confront you with the incantation, you confront them with the word. Are you still there with me? If you are not here again, shout hallelujah. I know. And please, if you are here, don't just study the word. Study to show thyself approved. You are a teacher. You are a pastor. You are a student. Study like mad. Be good in what you are doing. Don't be superficial. Listen, know it very well. Because the day of your platform will come, you will not mess up. I'm not hearing you. Study. Go for knowledge. Every greatness is connected to knowledge. What do you know? It's not in shouting. It's not you're speaking in tongues. What do you know? Because it's what you know that will make you to be known. It's what you know that will bring you from obscurity to limelight. Joseph stood. By the time he finished talking with her, he didn't return back to the prison. When your day of showing forth come, you will not go back in the name of Jesus. So my people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. Wait till you know. And most of the time, you don't know anything and you're always talking. It takes a fool. Once you open your mouth, they will know it's foolish. The fool that keep quiet will know it's a foolish man. So you know. But you always talk to show your foolishness. When you are talking to a foolish man, he doesn't know. You're saying it's very wise because he doesn't talk. Because even it takes intellect to know that when you keep short, you are knowledgeable. What do you know? Bible, you don't know. What you are learning, you don't know. You say you are a mechanic, you don't know. You say you are a tailor, you will sew clothes. You say you are a stylist. By the time you redesign the person, you become another creator. You are now praying. Somebody says it's a cosmetic. He finished putting cosmetic on that person. I said, who did this to you, sweetheart? He says, Sister Bingbe. Sister Bingbe, please use water and clean her face for me. He says, you're a pastor. John chapter 3, verse 16. You don't know. Jesus wept, you don't know. What are you doing with your life? Go back to your village and start farming. At least you know how to grow cassava. Shall I say continue? Number 5. Pray hard. You are driving, pray. You are betting, pray. You are walking, pray. Whatever you are doing, pray. Jesus said, men ought to pray. Please pray. If you don't want to be a prey to the enemy, don't stop praying. Somebody say, I hear you. A person that is praying is a dangerous person in the realm of the spirit. Pray. As you pray, you see sensitivity. God will be telling you, you will just know that something. Don't do this, you just know. They will think you are a prophet. No, it's because the Spirit of God in you will show you the way. This is only for 3 of you. You will never be stranded in life. Number 6. Want us to pray. You must love God. You must what? You must love God. You must love God. Because when you love God, you will serve Him. You must love Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. I'm gonna serve you because I love you. I'm going with you all the way. If men forsake me, I won't let it break me. I'm going with you all the way. All the way. Do you love God? I love God more than my family. Ask them, they will tell you. You can't blackmail me with anything. It is God's force, and anything can follow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You are the reason I live. You are the one for me. You are the one for me. If you love Him, you will know you love Him. Why should I fear when I have you? Surrounded by your love, everlasting love. Why should I care what people say? They don't know what you mean to me or to me. They don't know. They don't know. What you need. When we do some things, people think I'm a billionaire. I'm a billionaire. The love I have for God, I give Him everything. If He remain, I give Him everything. All of us, you are going to open our mouth inside here. Why should I fear when I have you? First Corinthians, surrounded by your love. I'm not hearing you.
Why should I care what people say?
They don't know.
They don't know
what you mean to me.
What you mean?
One more time. They don't know.
They don't know
what you mean to me.
What
Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. You've got to love Him to the extent that nothing comes between you and God. When all ships are down, everybody will leave you. Everybody will leave you. No verse, everybody will leave. Some are still close to you because your hand has honey. Dip your hands in some blood and everybody will run. Have leprosy and everybody will go. Let them know you have a disease and everybody will run from you. Let them know. He said, when you are walking through fire, when you are walking through water, He said, I will never forsake thee. Who can say that one to me? Who can say that one to me? And they don't know what you mean to me. Hey.
They don't know
what you mean to me.
What you mean to me.
1 Corinthians 2:9, I beg. Time to go. But as it is written, I am nothing. Nor hear her. Neither have you entered into the heart of man. Let me finish it. The things that God has prepared. For who? Not for everybody. Not for everybody. I love them that love me. I honor them that love me. That honor me. Then, to him that is just, I am just. To him that is forward, forward me to you. To wayo, I am wayo. To him that love me, I love. To him that honor. To him that think is smart, God is smarter. You have to love God. You have to love God to the extent that anything you want, take it. Abraham, do you love me? He said, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
Yes, I love you, Lord. You are God.
And the Lord said to him, show me you love me, because love is an action word. Show me. Not coming to church. I worship you, Lord. Then quickly, your knee is so close to the ground. Quickly, I'm knelt down. I worship you, Lord. Yes, I worship you, Lord.
You are God.
Show me. The Lord says, show me. Carry your boy, the one you love so much. Go kill him. And he bundled the boy. So you love God, and God will tell you, what is your account? Give it out to church. He said, that Pastor Femi cannot carry me. I bind Pastor Femi. Was it me that talked to you? Eyes have not seen what God has prepared for people that love him. When all chiefs are down, God too is very intelligent. When it's time to bless, who are the people that love me first? He said to them first. Then the residue with the remaining, he said, give it to them. You will not die before your time. Number 7, obedience. I'm saying, if you are willing to obedience, you will eat the best of the land. I was sleeping in my parents' house when the Lord said, come up, stand up, get out for the land I will show you. And up I went. And here I am. He's 24 years plus. And he has never put me to shame. Shame shall be far from you. I read NLT for you. Isaiah 1:19. For if only you obey me. Isaiah 1:19. If only you will obey me, you will have plenty to eat. You will have plenty to eat. I read for you. CEV. Isaiah 1:19. If you willingly obey me, you are not being cajoled. You willingly obey me. The best. So the best of the land is for you. If you are the person, shout a big amen. Amen. You can't disobey God and be great. You can't go to Ekwensu. Then you're going to obey him. Number 8. You want to be great, you've got to work hard. I told you several times that hard work is not hard. Hard work is only hard for those who hardly work. And Jesus said, I must do the work of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can walk. Ask God, sometimes we have not slept by 11. Sometimes we have not slept by 12. Sometimes we have not slept by 1. Then, what are we doing? We are working. We must do the work. See, you cannot fold. See, gone are the days when you expect manna. It's only the wilderness. You are no longer in the wilderness now. No manna. The pattern changed from manna time to he that does not walk. You have to walk. When I came to this land, but you live with some family, you will not take care of that family. They will give you money, food, afternoon food, night food. God will judge you. You know what I do? And I will wear my tie in the morning as if I'm going to office. And I will go and work as a conductor. Excuse me, I finished from the University of Lagos. I read in Doctor and Commercial Law. Excuse me, I went to school. From year to I was writing programs and I was making money. I was working in the next people, don't call me. Don't call me. I see when, but I decided not to beg. So I will go and work. They sacked me as a conductor. They sacked me as a bricklayer. They sacked me as... Where have they not sacked me? And when I'm coming home every day, I'll bring something for the family I was staying with. We shared the house rent together. I didn't say I'm a man of God. Man of God, my food. Work. Support the people you are with. See, I hear you. You are a son, you are a daughter. Support your father. Support. It's not a sin. You will not die. Your children will support you too. You will now go out and buy one Indomie. when everybody is asleep. The indomie will not be smelling everywhere in the house. You will put onions. You have the mind to put onions in one indomie. You cut pepper. You now put one egg. When everybody is sleeping, you are now eating. You are hiding to eat. That food will not digest. And the family that house you, they drank garri. You have mind, though. And you wake up and say, good morning. Go, go. I don't understand. I asked my brother. I started supporting my parents when I was in DS2. No big deal there. You make money. You use your money for what? Work hard. Support the people around you. That is greatness. The money in bank is not greatness. The greatness is, what have you done with people around you? Tommy came to my house with the daughter, with children. And when I was sitting, I was sitting there. Egbomi, he said, call me Egbomi. How many houses do you have? I said, don't worry. I have houses. He said, don't tell me you don't have houses. As she broke down the road, I said, don't embarrass me here. Let's be going. How many rooms can you sleep? What is greatness? Greatness is how many lives have you touched? Can I pray for you? May your life touch lives. And finally, the last one, be a giver. Now I said, giver, you will turn off. Now. You drop your Bible. No, I said, drop me. I said, give me, give me. And he never do me chop. He can never do you chop. Until you share it, he can never do you chop. He said, we'll come for counseling. I will pile money to be giving people. That don't come with money again for counseling. I don't come with money again. So if you come to bed, no money here. No money here. And counseling reduced times 3. Can you imagine? People have money though. They collected my money. Somebody wants to take my iPad. I was praying. The Lord said, open your eyes. Amen. Amen. My phone. I said, oh God, that's my phone. Amen. I'm telling you, what's that before me? So I don't pray with my two eyes. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. Glory, Lord. Anything you want to do, maybe look at ourselves. I said, when I pray for you, I open your eyes. I said, glory, Lord. I said, okay, Pastor. Come and meet me at the altar. You don't do. Come. Hallelujah. Come and meet me at the altar. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Press down and shake it together. You'll be a blessing. Not that you are going to be the one that is a burden in the name of Jesus. I'm not here. I say you will not be a burden in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, he that giveth and is getting more. And the Bible says, he that keepeth and is not having anything. Lift up your hands. I say, Father, I receive grace to be great. I can't hear. Say, Lord, I receive grace to be great. Now lift up your voice and speak to God like that. I'm not hearing you. Grace to be great. I must be great. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, order my steps to greatness. I didn't hear you say, Father, order my steps into greatness. Bible said, the step of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Order my steps into greatness, not into trouble, not into shame. Lift up your voice, somebody, and pray like that. You don't feel like praying today. Into greatness. Are you praying at all? I am serving. Continue. The living God. His name is Jesus Christ. He died and he rose and he gave me victory. In Jesus, never pray. Look at me. You are going to do this for yourself. You know, when you are sick, people, they call your head. So you are going to call your head to say, my destiny, hear the word of God. Say, let me hear now.
My destiny,
hear the word of God. Run into your spiritual greatness. Lift up your voice and pray. Let me see you. He died and he rose. And he gave me victory.
I love a victory.
Oh, yeah, pray. Oh, yeah, pray. Oh, yeah, pray. Oh, yeah, pray. Pray, 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 pray. Are they praying? In Jesus' name, we pray. Now, the person I'm talking about is like this now. You are working for a family and you are planning to poison them now. Ben, you are here now. No, but Joe, don't look around. Look here, forward. Don't look anywhere. In life, you can't fight for yourself. If you don't take laws into your hands, don't do it. The Lord shall fight for you. Pray with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Say,
my God, ordained greatness manifest by fire. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Manifest. 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 Are you praying? My greatness manifest. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Every spirit of non-achievement, get out of my life now. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Spirit of non-achievement, get away. Are they praying here? Are they praying? Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody said, turn around greatness. Manifest in my life. Say it again, let me hear you. Say it again, let me hear you. Lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Now him, no be him. Thank you. Thank you. Are they praying? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the Lord said, your helper walk away. The Lord said, I have provided four for you. Oh, thank you. Someone say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say it again, let me hear loud and clear. Say, unlimited greatness beyond explanation manifest in my life. Lift up your voice and pray. Unlimited. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me help you a little. Ever look at me. Bible says, book of people that angels are what? They are spirits. They are for us to command. Yes, don't forget. So I can sit down now. We're coming from Lekki one day. And at this hospital back there, we are not here there. A woman was having a problem there and they were shouting, "Daddy, my mother, my daughter must not die. How can I get there?" And I said, "Angels of God, go ahead of me. I don't know what I go do. I want you to pray." Say, "Angels of the living God." I'm not hearing you. Say, "Angels of the living God. Bring down every human barrier standing between me and my greatness. Father, bring them down." Lift up your voice and pray. Bring them down. Angels of God. And they pray. Bring them down. Bring them down. Bring them down. Bring them down. Human barrier. Are you praying? Bring them down, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Stretch your hand here. Let me pray this one for you. Endorsement greatness. Endorsement. They say, now this woman, now this man will endorse. Oh yeah, it's coming upon you in the name of Jesus. Recommendation greatness. That they will recommend your daughter, your son, you. It's coming upon you now in the name of Jesus. There is an enlargement greatness. Bigger than this level. Bigger than your size. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Advancement greatness. That you are not the same person they saw last week and last year. Where they left you, they will not meet you there. Oh, yeah, advance in the name of Jesus. Business greatness. Ministerial greatness. Career greatness, sir. Are you ready? Receive it now in the name of Jesus. International greatness. International open doors. International open heaven. Are you ready? Receive it in the name of Jesus. Unusual greatness. I'm not hearing you. Unusual. I said this one is unusual. How can she travel within 1 week? Receive it in the name of Jesus. Celebration greatness. That people will begin to rejoice for you. They said that woman has gone through a lot. That brother has gone through a lot. If God can do it for him, he can do it for me. Receive celebration greatness in the name of Jesus. Any power that says you will not be greater than your foundation, I curse them in the name of Jesus. As your father, as your priest, and as your prophet, I enforce greatness upon your life in the name of Jesus. I enforce enlightenment upon your life in the name of Jesus. So whether you like it or not, you are designed, assigned to begin to be great in the name of Jesus. You will no longer be small. Not hearing you. You will no longer be small. In business, you will not be small. In life, you will not be small. In ministry, you will not be small. In career, you will not be small. In your business and market, you will not be small. If you are the one I pray for, shout, seven amen, and pack your blessings. Any area of your life you need to work on, the Lord will show you. Any area of your life you need to improve on, the Lord will show you. Your mates will not call you a servant in the name of Jesus. You will not be servant of men in the name of Jesus. Oh, you will not be servant of servants in the name of Jesus. As I stretch my hand upon your life, I pray you will do well in life. Not hearing you, you will do well in life. You just say you will do well in life. In the name of Jesus. December is coming. People are rushing. What do you want God to do for you? Hours from God.
Only you are God. Igwe. Igwe. Only you are God. Igwe. Igwe.
Ask.
Only you are God. Igwe. Igwe. Only you are God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ask. Touch your tango. You may not know how, but you will do it again.
You may not know how. You may not know where. He will do it again.
Touch your tango.
You may not know how. You may not know where.
Touch your tango.
God will do it again.
Ebe sina.
Chuku na so.
Come on.
Ogin nipo so wogi. Imana dia di. One more, Chile Seike, Bicho Yagie, Zuqua Tiga Tuasi, Ebezina, Zuku Nonso, Okini Bonso Bugi, Imano Dia Digide.
Said, and I will put the difference between people that are serving me and they are not serving me. My eyes open like this. I say, wow. Between you and others, there will be great difference for good in the name of Jesus. Then one day I saw again, I have not asked of Jacob to serve me in vain. I said, what? I have not spoken in a secret place. I said, wow. So I pray for you. The benefit that goes with serving God, may you collect yours in the name of Jesus. And I saw one day, he said, the people that have served me, say in this world, they are going to receive 100%. You will not die before your time. You will collect what is yours in the name of Jesus.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose, and to make power.